The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Not a second to be wasted this afternoon, Rolien. So much happening. I want to get right into it. Information, misinformation, reports last night about an explosion near the reactor in Dimona, at least a projectile falling and an explosion in Gush Dan. What's going on, Rolien?
I'm going to throw a spanner in the works before we get there, because a little under an hour ago, the health ministry has issued a travel warning for 7 high infection areas, including South Africa. So according to the health ministry, both vaccinated and non-vaccinated citizens should avoid travel to Turkey, India, Ethiopia, Brazil, Mexico, Ukraine, and South Africa. At the moment, the ministry has said, you know, unnecessary international travel, you know, really shouldn't happen. But these 7 specific countries have been included in a travel warning.
Can't say I'm surprised at that. But now, yeah, please interpret what happened yesterday. What's truth? What isn't?
Okay, so a lot of stories. I mean, people were reporting here in Modi Inn, hearing the bangs and hearing the sirens. I slept right through it, have to be honest. But what is being reported as a possible errant missile fired by Syrian forces. Now, the RDF used the term RDF strike, so we're very unclear on that. And, of course, it is being investigated at the moment, so we don't have a lot of information. We have the information that the army will allow for publication, understandably, because it's being investigated. But what we know is that our air defense interception did not or failed to intercept a Syrian anti-aircraft missile. Now, this was fired in the direction of the Negev, and it exploded in mid-air, which rained shrapnel and debris down on parts of the south and set off the Tseva Adom, or the air raid siren, in Dimona. Now, of course, there is alleged to be something that is called a critical asset in Dimona. We don't confirm nor deny what that is, but we do have a statement from our defense minister who said the RDF worked to prevent potential strike on a critical asset or critical assets, and the surface through a surface-to-air missile, and they said the attempt to intercept that failed, and they're busy investigating why. Thank goodness nobody was hurt during this process.
Well, that wasn't the only explosion, because the Jerusalem Post reporting that Iranian media celebrates explosion at sensitive Israel missile factory. This is in response to the explosion in Samawada factory in Gush Dan. Is that something different?
Well, that we don't have very much information about either. You know what the Iranians could celebrate as a major missile explosion or major arms depot explosion could be something entirely different. So we don't have very much information on that at the moment.
Okay. And as I said, a lot of interesting news coming out of Israel. Zaka, that incredible charity headed up by Yehuda Meshi, who is under investigation, apparently a suicide attempt.
News broke this morning that he had been rushed to hospital in critical condition following an attempted suicide attempt. Now, I just want to be clear that Yehuda Meshi Zahav has stepped down as the head of Zaka. Zaka is a phenomenal organization. You have Zaka South Africa, many other countries around the world. You will be familiar with Zaka doing their incredible work following a tragedy or disaster of some kind, often to retrieve body parts and often for the search and retrieval of the dead. Not an easy job to do, but certainly something very, very holy. So he was reportedly discovered by one of his children this morning, and there has been issues whether or not a suicide note that was found was indeed his. The family say that it wasn't, but he was rushed to Shaare Tzedek. Magen David Adom medics were able to resuscitate him, and he remains in stable but critical condition. There are expecting there to be some possible brain damage. However, this comes less than 2 months after news broke that he is being investigated for at least 6 cases of sexual assault and rape. And this is covering a 40-year time span. And he has stepped down while there are investigations pending. I've heard that he hasn't been interrogated yet. Now, the veracity of these claims coming from at least 6 men and women with regards to these alleged crimes. And it also follows or also precedes, rather, news that tonight on Israel's Channel 12, there will be a documentary about this, a program about this. And, of course, a lot of discussion in Israel, you know, is he guilty, isn't he guilty, perhaps trying to commit suicide before this kind of program maybe implies that you are. You know, a lot of debate happening right now. Channel 12 has said that they will be continuing to flight this documentary tonight. But a major story. Yehuda Meshi Zahav has had an interesting life. You know, he started off not being necessarily friendly towards the state of Israel. He was somewhat of a thug who reformed. Became one of the founders of one of the most respected and revered organizations in this country, certainly was seen as somebody to be respected, and until 2 months ago when this news broke. However, there are people within the Haredi community who say that this was an open secret in that community for a number of years. But, you know, everybody is entitled to their to a fair trial, and we also have to remember, very importantly, the victims of his alleged crimes.
Sure. And then you'd be forgiven for thinking that this was actually the comedy slot, not the Israel report, but apparently the UN has appointed Iran to head the Status of Women Committee. I mean, really?
You can't make this stuff up. Really, you can't. I mean, you know, a script's so good, it has to be like farcical. Sadly, it isn't. So the UN has elected Iran to the Commission of the Status of Women. Now, this is a commission that deals with the promotion of gender equality, a big issue. You know, we talk about it a lot. Also talk about it a lot in countries like South Africa, and also the promotion of the empowerment of women. Now, we have to look at Iran and Iran's women's rights record, or actual dismal women's rights record. This is a country where women are being forced to cover their heads. Any woman who take off their head covering are being arrested. The women very much don't enjoy the freedoms in Iran as they do in other countries. And quite appallingly, the legal age in which a girl can get married is 13.
Oh, wow.
That is well below being an adult in most countries. That would be considered statutory rape and child abuse. But yes, this country that practices this kind of gross human rights violation, in addition to the other gross human rights violations, we can't forget how members of the LGBTQ community have been tortured, have been put to death. Youngsters as young as 15 hanged in public for being suspected of belonging to the LGBTQ community. The flagrant Holocaust denial, the rhetoric of wiping Israel off the map, and the flagrant abuse of women now sitting on a commission that deals with the status of women.
Ro, we don't have too much. In fact, we're out of time, but I'm going to just ask you the question anyway. Lots of news about the Palestinian elections. Are they going to happen, or are they not going to happen?
Well, this is it. The big news is, are they going to happen? Rumors are having it that they could possibly be postponed. They are preemptively blaming Israel, saying Israel are not putting out voting ballots. Right now, Israel's really, really distracted with other issues around elections. and Palestinian elections aren't really high on our focus agenda, maybe to our detriment, maybe we should be focusing more, but in anticipation of possible delays, we have been preemptively blamed.
Rolene Mark, Shabbat Shalom to you. Thanks for another great week, and we will do it all again next week.
It might feel like deja vu. It's just that we love you guys so much. We're going to do it again next week.